bringing Gosport closer to you. Paul Dodd on Gosport Hospital Radio.
Hello, good evening and welcome. It is I, Paul Dodd. So when you hear the theme tune of the Avengers, you know it's something special. And tonight is something special. Tonight is special for my little mate Sarah. This one's just for you tonight. So what am I playing? Well, I'm going to be playing a little bit of music from a pair of siblings, a brother and a sister. They were born in New Haven, Connecticut. She was born in 1950, he was born in 1946. And if you haven't read Facebook, got a clue? Do you know who it is yet? He took piano lessons and learned to play quite nicely. He harmonises. She's got a contralto voice. She learned to play the drums. And they first performed together as a duo in 1965. So he would have been 19, she'd have been 15. And they went out first of all as a trio, would you believe, with a guy called Wesley Jacobs, and a jazz orientated trio. Wesley Jacobs then left and they formed a middle of the road band, Spectrum, and subsequently the two of them signed up to A&M Records in 1969. Who did they sign up as? Well, it was The Carpenters, and they launched on our airwaves in 1970. This one went to number one in the States. It only got to number six over here, and it is Close to You.
Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near? Just like me, they long to be close to you. Why do stars fall down from the sky every time you walk by? Just like me, they long to be close to you. That you were born, the angels got together and decided to create a dream come true. So they sprinkled moon dust in your hair and golden starlight in your eyes of blue. That is why all the girls in town follow you. Just like me, they long to be close to you. Like me. close to you.
So, Close to You, They Long to Be, or They Long to Be, Close to You, was released in September 1970. As I said, number one over in the States, only got to number six here. It was on the charts for 18 weeks. The duo's brand of melodic pop produced a record-breaking run of hit recordings on the American Top 40 and the Adult Contemporary Rock charts. They became leading sellers in the soft rock, the easy listening and the adult contemporary music genres. They had three number one singles and five number two singles on the Billboard Hot 100. Never had a number one over here. But they also had 15 number one hits on the adult contemporary chart in addition to 12 top 10 singles. So in 1971, in the January, because they had a couple of hits in 71, they started in 1971 with this one, We've Only Just Begun. And they had... All their recordings were on A&M Records.
We've only just begun to live. White lace and promises. A kiss for luck and we're on our way.
Saw We've Only Just Begun launched the year on the 9th of January, and in September they came out with a double A-side, Superstar and For All We Know.
before the second show. Just the radio.
Grow for
What do you do for lunch on Mondays? Nothing? Well, how about grabbing a sandwich and a cuppa and joining me, Sarah, from 1 till 2pm for some music and some fun trivia on Sarah's Pick a Mix on Gosport Hospital Radio, making lunchtimes fun.
So why the shout out to Sarah tonight? Well, I'm dedicating it because Carpenters is one of her favourite groups, so I said I'd do this show just for Sarah, to be fair. If you knew about the show tonight, you'd have probably got hold of it from Facebook. All of our Facebook adverts are written predominantly, in fact, if not all of them, by Sarah. She does a phenomenal job. We just throw her little snippets of what we're doing and she turns them into these wonderful epitaphs of what the show's all about. And she does that for all of us every week. And I just wanted to say, from all of us, thank you, Sarah, because you do a cracking job. And so tonight's show is just for Sarah. Anybody else is listening, it's a nicety, but this one is just for Sarah. So that was their double A-side in 1971. They finished 71, came into 72. Now, this one's always struck me as strange because they launched this one on the 1st of January. Why would you release a Christmas song on the 1st of January? But they did. Merry Christmas, darling.
Greeting cards have all been sent. The Christmas rush is through.
So it only got to 45.
But I still have one wish to make. A special one for you. Merry Christmas, darling. We're apart, that's true. But I can dream, and in my dreams I'm Christmasing with you. Holidays are joyful. There's always something new. But every day is a holiday. I'm near to you. The lights on my tree, I wish you could see. I wish it every day. The logs on the fire fill me with desire to see you and to say that
So, born to Harold and Agnes. Harold actually came from China. They moved to Britain in 1917 and the States in 21. Married in 1935. Richard was a quiet child who spent most of his time at home listening to things like Rachmaninoff, Tchaikovsky, Red Nichols and Spike Jones, of all things, but loved playing the piano. Karen was a little bit outgoing. She liked to play sports, including softball. Spent a lot of time listening to music along with Richard. She enjoyed dancing. She began ballet and tap classes at the age of four. They shared a common interest in music. In particular, they became fans of Les Paul and Mary Ford. And Richard began piano lessons, but quickly grew frustrated with the direction of the lessons and quit very quickly. From the age of 11, he'd begun to teach himself to play by ear and then started studying with a new teacher. He took practice at home, and by 14 he was interested in performing professionally and started lessons, would you believe, at Yale School of Music. Now, in 63, the Carpenters family moved back to Los Angeles, opened better music opportunities for Richard. He was asked to be organist for weddings and services, and he would often dub hymns in Beatles songs in a church style. In 64, Richard enrolled at California State College at Long Beach, where he met his songwriting partner John Bettis and Wesley Jacobs. Wesley Jacobs, of course, played the bass and the tuba for the Richard Carpenter Trio, and choral director Frank Pooler, who co-wrote the Christmas standard Merry Christmas Darling in 1966. Didn't get into the charts until 1972. Also in 72, though, along came another double A-side, I Won't Last a Day Without You and Goodbye to Love.
I'll say goodbye to love. No one ever cared if I should live or die. Time and time again, the chance for love has passed me by, and all I know of love is how to live without it. I just can't seem to find it. So I've made my mind up, I must live my life alone. And though it's not the easy way, I guess I've always known I'd say goodbye to love. There are no tomorrows for this heart of mine. Surely time will lose these bitter memories, and I'll find that there is someone to believe in and to live. Something I could live for. All the years of useless search have finally reached an end. Loneliness and empty days will be my only friend. From this day love is forgotten, I'll go on as best I can. Thank you. Day after day, I must face a world of strangers where I don't belong. Annette Fitzgerald. It's nice to know that there's someone I can turn to who will always care. You're always there.
So Karen decided to go to the same college as Richard. They melted together. They got themselves a nice little award from the college and graduated together almost. She even auditioned, would you believe, for the Kenny Rogers and the First Edition and was unsuccessful. How dare he? By this time, A&M Records was a friend of their manager, who was Mr. Saltzer. They were asked to do an audition for a Ford Motor Company advertising campaign, which included $50,000 each, and a brand new Ford. I'm not so sure I'd have taken the Ford, to be honest, but there you go. They accepted the offer and quickly withdrew it when they received a formal offer from A&M. The label owner was Herb Albert. He was intrigued by Karen's voice, saying it touched him, and it felt like it was time or meeting the duo. Albert said, let's hope that they could have some hits, and they had hundreds, absolutely hundreds. They had a few anyway. So they withdrew their offer and decided to carry on writing and doing what they wanted to do. They signed to AM Name Records in 1969. Callum was underage. She was only 19, so her parents had to co-sign. And they went out as Carpenters, not as the duo Carpenters. And, of course, they made more hits than people realise. A lot more in the States than were released over here. This one got to number 2 for them over here. It only got to number 12 over in the States. 1973, yesterday, once more.
When I was young, I'd listen to the radio, waiting for my favourite songs. When they played, I'd sing along. It made me those were such happy times, and not so long ago. How I wondered where they'd gone. But they're back again, just like a long lost friend. All the songs I love so well. Every sha-la-la-la, every woe still. Yesterday once more. Shoo-be-doo-lang-lang. Shoo-be-doo-lang-lang. Looking back on how it was in years gone by, and the good times that I had, makes today seem rather sad. Has changed. It was songs of love that I would sing to them, and I'd memorize each word. Those old melodies still sound so good to me as they melt the years away. Every it's yesterday once more.
So that was July of 73, and October 73 was to become their next number one over in the Billboard Top 100, and it was On Top of the World.
Such a feeling's coming over me. past everything I see. Not a cloud in the sky, got the sun in my eyes, and I won't be surprised if it's a dream. Everything I want the world to be is now coming true, especially for me. And the reason is clear, it's because you are here. You're the nearest thing to heaven that I've seen. I'm on the top of the world, looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I've found ever since you've been around. Your love's put me at the top of the world. Something in the wind has learned my name, and it's telling me that things are not the same. In the leaves on the trees and the touch of the breeze, there's a pleasing sense of happiness for me. There is only one wish on my mind. When this day is through, I hope that I will find that tomorrow will be just the same for you and me. All I need will be mine if you are here. I'm on the top of the world, looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I've found ever since you've been around. Your love's put me at the top of the world. I can find is the love that I've found ever since you've been around. Your love's put me at the top of the world.
So, Karen graduated from the high school in early 67 and was awarded the John Phillips Sousa Band Award. She joined Richard at Long Beach State as a music major. They were allowed to use Osborne's studio for recording demo tapes, and as they had unlimited studio time, Richard decided to experiment with overdubbing his and Karen's voices in order to create a large choral sound, and that's how you get that multi-choral sound from Karen, because that's them playing, to be fair. All it was playing. Richard in 67 then went off with his old mate Bettis, and they were hired as musicians at a refreshment shop in Disneyland's Main Street. They were expected to play 20th century songs from the beginning of the turn of the 20th century rather than the latter half of it. The shop's customers had other ideas. Many wanted the musicians to play current pop music. They tried pleasing their customers. They tried doing what they could do. And they were fired by the Disneyland supervisor, Victor Gouda. Why am I saying you this? Because in 1973, they then released another double A-side. And it was... Sorry, 74 it was. And one of the sides was Mr. Gouda. And I haven't got it, but that's where Mr. Gouda came from. And the other side was Jambalaya. Got to get Mr. Gouda though, because it's all about him apparently.
A good bad Joe, he gotta go me a mile. He gotta go pull the pirogue down the bayou. His Yvonne, the sweetest one me a mile. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Feeble Joe, fountain, oh, the place is buzzing. Kinfolk come to see Yvonne by the dozen. Dressed in style, they go whole wild, me oh my oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bio. Jambalaya, crawfish pie, filet gumbo. For tonight, down we're gonna see Mama share a meal. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. catch all the fish in the bayou. Swap his mountain by Yvonne, what she need, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou.
Jambalaya, crawfish pie, filet gumbo. For tonight I'm gonna see my Michelle Mio. Big guitar, the fruit jar, and big eel. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou.
And then the only other song they had in 1974 was when they re-released I Won't Last a Day Without You back in June. Now, in 1975, they released three songs, and I'm going to play all three in a row. One of them made number one, one of them did okay, and one of them was never released as a single. Tell me which one you think was never released as a single. And we'll kick it off with Desperado.
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for so long now. Oh, you're a hard one, but I know that you've got your reasons. These things that are pleasing you can hurt you somehow. Don't you draw the queen of diamonds, boy. She'll beat you if she's able. You know the queen of hearts is always your best bet. That's just some people talking. You're a prisoner walking through this world all alone. Don't your feet get cold in the wintertime? The sky won't snow and the sun won't shine. It's hard to tell the nighttime from the day. Come down from your fences and open the gate. It may be raining, but there's a rainbow above you. You better let somebody love you. Before it's too late. waiting was all my heart could do. Hope was all I had until you came. Maybe you can't see how much you mean to me. You were the dawn.
Thank you.
So, Desperado was never released as a single, and in this country, not by anybody, never, not even the Eagles. People say I'm telling porkies, but trust me, it was never released in this chart, never released as a single in this country, never charted. So, Please Mr. Postman was their number one in the States. It only got to number two over here, and then only yesterday, and yeah, number seven-ish, did okay. That's it really for tonight. I've got to finish on this one. And if you don't know what this one is, then you're not a true Carpenters classic. So I'll say goodnight, and I'll see you all next week. And I'm going to leave you with this one. Call it Occupants of Interplanetary.
All Hit Radio.
All right, you're listening to All Hit Radio, and it's 53 degrees at 13 minutes past the hour. And right now in our All Request line, I've got Mike Ledgerwood on the phone. Hey, babe, what would you like to hear? Hey, babe, I'm sorry, I can't hear you too well. You're going to have to speak a little closer into the phone. Okay, babe, what would you like to hear again?
We are observing your Earth.
Hey, Mike, I'm sorry, babe, but that's not on our playlist. And by the way, you sound great over the phone. Anyway, if you give us your request, we'll be glad to play it for you, babe. So let's hear it.
We are observing your Earth.
Listen, Mike, I'm sorry, babe, but we can't...
And we'd like to make...
I'm sorry, Mike, there's...
A contact with you.
In your mind, you have capacities, you know, to telepath messages through the vast unknown. Please close your eyes and concentrate with every thought you think upon the recitation we're about to sing. Calling occupants of interplanetary craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary most extraordinary craft. Planetary craft.
And please come in peace, we beseech you.
Let me
transmit thought energy far beyond the norm. You close your eyes, you concentrate. Together, that's the way to send the message. We declare world contact day. Yeah.